We continue Bezrat Hashem in our limud of Mishnayot Masechet Chala. We are in Perek Dalet, Mishnah He. However, we're going to begin from the end of Mishnah Dalet. I mistakenly did not learn it with you yesterday. We're going to finish Mishnah Dalet first, where it says Hanotel Chala Min Hakav. Here the Mishnah is discussing a case where Chala was separated from a dough that was made with less than the minimum amount that is required. So hanotel chala min hakav, someone who separates chala from dough that was only one kav of flour. And later he adds enough dough to make it large enough to be chayav in chala. Rabbi Akiva omer chala. Rabbi Akiva says, what he separated earlier is considered chala retroactively. V'chachamim omrim ena chala. Chachamim say, no, it's not considered hafrashat chala because it was separated before the dough became obligated in hafrashat chala. And therefore, it's not considered chala retroactively. And the Baal Tanura says, halacha kechachamim. So now, in Mishnah He, the Mishnah is going to give us another machloket Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim, which depends on this machloket that we just mentioned. Shene kabim. If someone made two doughs, each one was one kav. Shenitla chalato shel ze bifnei atzmo veshel ze bifnei atzmo. And the chala of this dough was separated by itself, and the chala of this dough was separated by itself. Now, each one does not have the amount, the minimum required. And then chazal ve'asa'a nisa achat. He then went and he combined, after he removed hafrashat chala from each one, he went and combined the two doughs into one single two kav dough, a big one. Rabbi Akiva poter. Rabbi Akiva exempts the combined dough now from removing chala because chala was already separated. Now this goes according to Rabbi Akiva, what he said in the previous Mishnah, where he holds that if chala was separated for dough that was containing less than the amount that is needed, as long as the final size of the dough was large enough for the chiyuv, that's fine. It's fine retroactively. So here also, after combining the two doughs, retroactively, the chala that was removed before is motzi, yedechova, v'chachamim mechayevim. However, chachamim require that chala has to be separated. According to them, the original afrashat chala was not valid because each dough contained less than the amount. So therefore, since the combined dough now does contain the amount that is required, so you have to separate chala from the combined dough. So the Mishnah ends off by saying nimtza humro kulo. It comes out that the humra of Rabbi Akiva, the stringency of Rabbi Akiva in the previous Mishnah, where he said that the chala that was initially separated has the kedusha of chala, it leads to a kula. It leads to a leniency in our Mishnah where he exempts the combined dough from chala. Mishnah Vav. Notel Adam kedei chala meisa shelo hurma chalata la'asota betahara. Notel Adam kedei chala. A person can separate an amount that could be used as chala meisa shelo hurma chalata from a tahor dough whose chala was not yet separated. La'asota betahara, and he takes care to keep it in a state of tahara, lihiyot mafrish aleha veholech chalat demai, in order to continually designate portions of it as chala for those of demai. Those of demai means those that were not sure if afrashat chala was done from them, that are tameh. Ad shetisarach, he can continue to designate chala from the dough he separated until it becomes spoiled to the point that it's no longer fit for human consumption. At that point, it's not considered food and can no longer be designated as chala. Now, normally, the Chachamim said that the portion that one wishes to separate as truma or as chala has to be in close proximity to the produce that it's coming to be motzi, that it's coming to permit. Also, the Chachamim made a gzera that you're not allowed to designate produce that is tahor as truma or chala for produce that is tameh. But in this case, we see that you're allowed to do so. So the Mishnah is going to explain why these restrictions don't apply. Shehalat demai nitelet min atahor al atame veshelo min amukaf. Over here, it's permissible to designate tahor dough as chala for the tame dough, and also to designate dough that is not close by as chala, because chala for demai, when you're doing afrashat chala for dough that is doubtful if it requires afrashat chala, chala for demai could be taken from tahor dough. For tamedo, you can take from taho on the tame, and also from dough that is not close by, which means the restrictions on designating taho dough as chala for tamedo or designating dough that is not close by as chala don't apply to chala which is demai. And that's why the Mishnah tells us in the beginning that a person can take kedei chala mi'isa shelo machalata, which means from tahor dough, and to constantly use it as hafrashat chala for batches of dough that is demai, that is doubtful if it requires hafrashat chala, and it's talking about that it is tameh. Baruch Adonai Leolam, Amen v'Amen.